Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
The legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamAid.com, the global leader in live streaming. With the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours, StreamAid creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamAid.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey Mr. Skin, how are you, darling?
Doing great, Andrea. How are you?
I'm fantastic and just stoked that we are in episode 135. That's crazy.
That's a lot of episodes. And since I last talked to you, last time we were together was in Las Vegas. And
that's right.
Things got very chilly in Chicago there for a while. Did you read about
Did I read about it? I saw it. People were texting me. Like, it was all over Instagram. I was just like, oh my God.
I know.
You survived, though, I take it.
What would happen to you in negative 18 degree weather with a 50 wind chill, negative 50 wind chill?
I mean, instantaneous freezing to death. I have no idea. I don't know.
I know.
I probably would just not leave the house ever. Right. Did you pretty much just stay in?
I happen to be in New York for the two coldest days. I actually was in New York where it was like 25 degrees. So it wasn't, you know, I didn't get to be in the Chicago weather, which is unbelievable. But all my friends and stuff that were talking about it, they said, like, it really, I mean, think about that. Like when I landed to get home on Thursday from New York, when I landed at night, like at 6 o'clock at night, it was zero, which is very, very cold. But it was, but it was 18 degrees warmer than it was that morning. I know, it's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Were people like even going places? Like when it's that cold, you actually leave
the house? People didn't work and you just kind of hang at home. Yeah, you work from home or, you know, you go out if you have to go out. But
schools were closed?
Oh, yeah. Schools were closed, the whole thing. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was interesting. But now it's like 45 degrees here. It's stupid. So, you know, it's January. I know. It's crazy. So
45 seems like paradise, though, compared to negative zero.
Oh, no. It's unbelievable. So
below zero, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, but okay. So I have a bunch of stuff to get to. And we did some movie and television stuff while we were in Vegas, but I have a more thorough examination of all the latest in movie nudes and television news. So let me start with something that's really fun nude scene. It's from a movie called A Private War, which will be, I believe it's out on Blu-ray February 12th, if I'm not mistaken. But basically, it's it stars Rosamund Pike, who is a actress you might know. She was in the James Bond film Die Another Day with Pierce Brosnan and Halle Berry.
Okay, I was wondering why that name sounded familiar.
Yeah, and she was also Ben Affleck's wife in Gone Girl. That's another movie people would know her from. But in this movie, in this movie, Rosamund Pike is she plays this one of the most celebrated war correspondents of our time, Marie Colvin, who was like fearless and had a rebellious spirit and was at the front line of conflicts. It's a true story, but I don't think in that story this happened at the 1 hour and 11 minute mark. It's a great nude scene. So she's Rosamund Pike's in front of the mirror and she's completely naked. But then when she gets in the tub to join Stanley Tucci, we get coochie. We get the best, really the best rear burger.
Oh my God. Of all time, maybe?
Well, one of the greats. And this will definitely be winning an Anatomy Award for best back burger or rear burger. But yeah, it's pretty graphic. And, you know, nowadays with Blu-ray and everything else, pretty cool. So I just was, you know, I just love this stuff because it doesn't happen often, you know. And anyway, you could see. I mean, you could describe it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even seeing. I'm freeze framing and going real slow. I'm full screen right now, baby, just so you know on this. Yeah, it's a little bit dark in the crack, but with the ability to lighten it up and brighten it up, we're going to be able to see everything, including chocolate starfish, I guarantee you. But you can see, like, not only her coochie coo from the back, that rear burger that we love so much, you can see the pubic hairs hanging off of the lips from the back. It's insane.
Yeah, it is really crazy.
I'm floored right now.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
I feel like these are the moments I live for on this podcast, when it's just like, oh my gosh, I was not expecting that. I was not expecting it from her. And where can I see this movie?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty wild. So Whoa. Anyway, it'll be out. You could rent it on Blu-ray in about a little over a week. And anyway, just one that we really loved. It's not called A Private Part. It's called A Private War. It's Rosamund Pike. Really, really great nude scene. And that's how I wanted to kick off the podcast. And you'll definitely see this in about a month when I do my Anatomy Awards. So.
Dude, for sure. This is crazy. Yeah, I'm excited to see this.
Pretty incredible. So also there was a Netflix original movie called Polar that was released on January 25th. And it's based on a graphic novel, and it's actually a German-U.S. production. I think it was filmed in Canada, but forget all that. It's it just was loaded with tons of nudity. Now, I want to stress, nobody that you would know, Mads Mikkelsen, Yana Gold, Pastel Supernova, which I'm sure is a real name, Drew Catherine Gilder, all went topless in this. And we even get Vanessa Hudgens in her underwear, but it's it's one of those things. Mads Mikkelsen's a guy. I was so excited. He's the lead actor. He played Hannibal Lecter on a TV series. So anyway.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got so excited.
Looking.
Yeah. So anyway, what's interesting about this is, you know, Netflix obviously has great television content, which we grab a lot of nudity from and get to celebrate. But what's really interesting is their original movies. And, you know, Bird Box is a great example, and which had a little nudity in there. But this one was loaded up. And that's the fun thing about Netflix, is it's just not television. They're also pumping out a ton of movie content. And
absolutely.
And it's right, you know, it comes out and boom, we have access to it. We don't have to wait for it in the theaters or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's great for us. So anyway, the movie's called Polar. It came out on January 25th, and we're big fans because there was about five different actresses nude in it, and really good stuff.
No, there's tremendous stuff, even from what I'm seeing. You know, I think I'm just looking at
one. Did you see the press
actress.
Mams? There's a good press mams in there.
That's what I was just going to say to you. It's like we're getting a lot of variety. So if this is what I'm seeing, just as a sneak little peek from the one actress, I can't wait to see it all. And yeah, of course, who doesn't like Vanessa, whatever her name is, in her
Vanessa
panties,
Hutchins, yes.
Yeah, I mean, she's a little sweetheart, but all grown up now. So yeah, I'm stoked to see this too.
Yeah, it's really cool. So anyway, we like that at MrSkin.com. And then lots of TV to get to for you, Andrea. Let me start with Crashing, the cool Pete Holmes show on HBO, which I've actually become a pretty big fan of. I enjoy it. It's a lot about, he's a stand-up comic, and he started this season doing a college tour. And in this episode three, he had met this Madeline Weiss, and he met her. He was getting rid of a leather jacket that people were making fun of, and he meets this girl at the store. It's like a vintage store type of place, and he meets her there, and next thing you know, they're banging. And this Madeline Wise is a really pretty girl, and he had a couple sex scenes in episode two, and now here in episode three you could see this montage of them having sex, and we get a little butt and breasts, and she actually sits on his face, and Pete Holmes even shows his own butt, which is pretty big for him, for Mr. Man. So lots of going on Crashing. And like I said, we're big fans of that show. So.
Yeah. And if you like watching girls on top, keeping their hats on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention.
Super cute hat
she's
wearing.
Leave the hat on. Right. You could leave the hat on. But yeah, Madeline. Awesome. Madeline Wise, really good nudity. And yeah, he's a Pete Holmes is a funny man. And if you see him nude, you'd say he has a funny can. So it's, yeah. Anyway,
I
love it. Crashing season 3, episode 3, off cool. to a nice start for nudity first couple episodes. So,
oh, good. Yes.
Also, Shameless, wanted to update you on this show. I know you're a fan.
Yes, I definitely watched episode 9 this weekend.
Yeah, they there was a little, it was a jealousy change going on here because Corey, Maddie McCormick, well, first of all, we're in this 9th season, 9th episode on Showtime, and I don't think it aired over Super... It didn't air in its normal Sunday Super Bowl
no,
slot.
No, it was a different, different they did, time.
Right, right. So anyway, so season 9, episode 9, this Maddie McCormick, who plays Corey, takes her top off and shows her breasts in front of Jeremy Allen White so she can make her sister, Tammy, played by Kate Miner, who's in a sports bra while changing, jealous. So she's basically flirting with her boyfriend, and it was it's a quick scene, but this girl made her nude debut, which is pretty cool. And she has great breasts, and her name is Maddie McCormick. She's the girl who was naked on this episode of Shameless. But more interesting news about the show. So there's like, I think, 4 episodes left of season 9, right? And so far, you know, Emmy Rossum has not done a nude scene in season 9, which is pretty crazy. So
no, she's being super skingy, and you can tell because even there's like a scene a couple episodes back where she's changing in the bathroom and putting a robe on, and she's so careful to not even show like an inch of skin. I was like, I'm not too happy about it, Skin. Not too happy about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, but I can't complain too much because in the 8 seasons of Shameless, Emmy Rossum has done at least one great nude scene in all 8.
An episode.
Yeah, no, she really has. She's done incredible. I can't get too mad at her. And they're kind of transitioning her out because you know that she won't be back in season 10, which
yeah.
It's really weird to think of Shameless without Emmy Rossum, you know?
It really is, but then I look at shows like Ray Donovan and
they do,
you know,
yeah.
Like The Wife died, and actually now I think the show's better, you know?
Oh, right,
like
yeah.
They've just kind of shifted the storyline from one thing kind of just to another, and it turned out to be really good. So I think that is why they're bringing in a little bit more star power to Shameless right now, seeing how the response is, you know, the Katie Sagal, Courtney Cox, because we got to get the attention off of Fiona.
Yeah,
Emmy Rossum.
Yeah, they're doing what they can, but she's such a great actress, and she's been such a key to that show. And I've always
been
a big fan of the fact that she's like the star of the show, but also does the heavy lifting as far as nudity goes. So
absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we're gonna miss Emmy Rossum, but hopefully she'll surprise us with a season 9 nude scene, but I'm not holding my breath, so we'll see.
Now, my thing is, though, you know, with season 10 coming up, I'm hoping, like, they don't kill her off in season 9.
Oh,
because,
no, I hope not,
because I'm thinking maybe she might change her mind and come back to the series if they bring her for a season 11, you know. But the show is Shameless, you know, this takes wild twists and turns. I could see her, you know, getting into like a drunk driving accident and being gone, you know. So
well, I wonder too, I'd like to know the answer to this as far as like cable television shows that are an hour long. How many last 10 seasons? I mean, I can't think too many have. I'm talking about hour long shows, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this may be some sort of a record.
I'd have to look that up. Obviously, there's been television series that have gone longer, but I'm talking an hour
cable
series that has gone, you know, 10 seasons. There can't be too many of them, and especially one with great nudity like this. So,
Yeah,
so anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens in season 10 without Emmy Rossum.
From AVN 2019, now it's time for our Cam Star Spotlight of the Week, and we are so excited to talk to Elise Cubbins. Hi, beautiful.
Hello.
We're so amped to talk to you. Skin and I have been walking around, seeing the show, and you're our first sit-down interview.
Well, and also it's fun
you know, we do a lot of these over the phone for the podcast. It's great to do an in-person StreamAid interview.
Yeah.
I always thought, you know, that would be really fun to do on camera and to do stuff to myself that I normally do every day.
Right on.
And, you know, make a profit on it. And, you know, my partner supported me in, you know, starting it. And it's been a blast. I love it. It's so much fun to explore parts of myself that I never thought that I would be able to.
Starting camming, are there certain areas of your sexuality that you have explored that you didn't know you were going to?
Definitely butt stuff. Never thought that I would be into it.
Did you say butt or mud?
Butt stuff.
Oh, I was like, tell me about this mud.
Oh, yeah, mud things. Yeah. Like, no. No, butt stuff. I never thought that I would like it.
Yeah.
I never thought that I would like watching other people do it to themselves.
Yep.
Like, this mutual butt fucking is just, it's amazing to me. I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you consider that now one of your specialties?
Yes.
Like, is it on your list?
Yeah. Yeah. When they're like, what's your favorite thing to do? I'm like, I want to watch you do what I do.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's almost like mirroring with your fans.
Yep. Yeah.
That's so hot. I don't know that we've ever met someone that said that.
No, I was just thinking the same exact thing.
What else do you love to do? What else is on your list of specialties?
I'm very submissive, so I really love it when someone else takes control over the show.
Cool.
And, you know, I obviously do things within reason of, you know, what I'm comfortable with.
Absolutely.
So that's been fun for me, too, just exploring that. And, like, some people really have cool ideas that I never would have thought about, so... That's fun too.
What's the weirdest thing someone's asked you to do? And this could be something you said no to. Just what's the weirdest thing someone's asked you to do?
Utensils. Shoving utensils like up my bum. Like a spoon. I've had a spoon before.
Okay, that doesn't sound too dangerous. Something a chopstick might hurt.
Yeah, no. But that's the weirdest thing. And, well, I had someone who was really into teeth.
Uh-huh.
So I just had to smile in front of the camera.
That sounds like an easy payday.
Right. Yeah, it was great.
Just show your chompers.
Show my teeth, yeah. Like wide open and smiling with red lipstick. He really likes that.
So for people who are listening to us right now on the Mr. Skin podcast, we didn't even describe what you look like. Can you describe to our listeners your look?
I have kind of shoulder-length blue hair. I've got the bangs, like the Betty Page kind of bangs.
Right on.
And I've got lots of tattoos. I've got a leg sleeve. I've got an arm sleeve, too. I've got a septum piercing.
Right on.
Yeah.
What's your measurements? How tall are you, and what are your dimensions?
I'm 5'8". I think I'm 32... 22 and then 32.
Damn, girl, that's pretty awesome right there. Tiny little waist on her.
Yeah.
So aside from the butt stuff, is there something else you just love doing on camera?
Oh, man.
For you. You know what I mean? Like,
me.
It's so fun, like, when you just get to do what you want to do.
Yeah, it's usually the butt stuff.
Oh, okay. It's one and the same.
Yeah.
One and the same. So when you do that, what is your favorite way? Is it going to be hands, toys?
Definitely toys. I like using a toy in my ass and something on my clit, too.
Yeah.
And then that makes me cum really hard. I love it.
A lot of people don't understand that. They think, oh, you can't have an orgasm through your butt.
Oh, yes, you can.
Pop a little vibe on the clit and all things are possible.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, you are a delight to talk to. And obviously, we're here at AVN right now. What's the coolest thing you've seen here?
I was flogged and I got interviewed while I was being flogged.
Do you know what that is, Skin?
Yeah, whipped. Of course I do.
Yeah, of course. Skin, you're
Come
pretty
on.
Innocent, but he's like a kinky little freak, too.
Oh, yeah. We like kinky.
And since it is the Mr. Skin podcast, do you have a favorite celebrity nudity moment? Maybe something that sticks out in your memory of maybe the first time you saw a celebrity sex scene or someone nude on camera?
I really don't have anything that like sticks out first and foremost on my mind, but... Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I have plenty at my website. We're okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And where can people find you online for camming?
I'm on streammate.com. My name is Miss Cubbins, M-I-S-S-C-U-B-B-I-N-S.
Perfect, yeah. Right on. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you and enjoy the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
Anyway, yeah, there was that. And then Smilf is another show that I talked to you a lot last year about, or was it in 2017? I can never remember the year. So, but when season one of Smilf aired, we were big fans of Frankie Shaw, and she plays a single mom who is trying to raise a kid and deal with work and relationships. And it was a great debut season. We loved it. We loved her because she's really cute. She has great, just great body. Was not afraid to get
pretty,
nude. She'd done a ton of nude scenes. There were some really graphic things. There was the one where she was jerking the guy off and then he squirted his own jizz in his own face, which was funny. They had some like really cool nude scenes, and they're often running here with season 2, episode 2, and she plays Bridget Bird, and she's like an escort, I guess, and she is with this guy, and they pour all this milk into a bathtub, and this guy is not a super attractive dude, and she is laying there in the bathtub with him, she showing breasts, which is the great part, he showing his breasts, which isn't the great part, but it's a great nude scene if you don't mind seeing a kind of a heavy overweight man nude in the scene. So
well, yeah, and if you like milk baths, or that's a fetish of yours, I don't know that anyone's actually taken one, but if you like that aesthetic of seeing, a hot, beautiful body in milk, then this is it. You just, like Skin said, have to know that you're going to be seeing a much larger, hairier, paler body right behind her.
Well, we always say milk, it does a body good, and in her case, it definitely does, because she has a great body. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, but actually, I'm looking forward, hopefully Frankie Shaw will do some really good nudity in season 2, but I will keep you posted on that. So, Smilf is another one we're watching. Another show that I'm really interested in is High Maintenance. And have you watched this yet on HBO?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, it's a show about, it's basically centered around, what do you call it? Like a guy that sells weed, let's say. And
okay.
His name on the show, he's played by Ben Sinclair, and he's known as the guy. And what he does is he rides a bike basically door to door and drops off everyone's weed. And wherever he goes, that's the life they explore for that episode. And it's a fun comedy on HBO, and it started out as a Vimeo web series, and HBO bought it. Now it's in its third season, and I'll tell you, I was talking to Joey in content, we were saying how it doesn't like have every episode tons of nudity or anything, but when High Maintenance has nudity, it's usually off the charts, crazy, really good stuff. So anyway, High Maintenance, so they're in their third season. So this episode here was really interesting because the guy drops the weed off at this Catherine Cohen's place, played by Darby, and she's got this, she's very bored with her life. So she starts this thing where she's I'm going to start flashing my boobs at strangers just to, make things more exciting. And she basically flops out one breast. It's really funny. She just flops out one breast, and she's an equal opportunity flopper because like one, it'll be the right one, it'll be the left. It doesn't matter. She'll do it in the grocery store. At one point, some guy on Craigslist picks up a lamp, and he on Craigslist orders a lamp, comes to pick it up, she answers the door with her boob out, and it's and it's super hot because it's just so casual. And by the way, to be a boob flopper, Andrea, you need a certain size natural breast do it right.
You can't flop an A. Yeah. The word flop means it's out and over.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of big natural breasts, and if you like to watch, if you're a one breast guy, like you can't handle two and you just want to work your way with a one, you'll love the nude scenes. And she did it. And also it's like nude in public stuff, which I love. So
yes.
It's a really hot amount of nudity. So it was season 3, episode 2 of High Maintenance. That's Catherine Cohen is the actress name, and she
right
is our official breast flopper, my favorite. So really good stuff. So
loving it.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to show you something really cool. We were kind of bummed at the Mr. Skin offices to know that Vikings, remember, you know the show Vikings, right?
I love Vikings.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, it's going to end after this season, but word on the street is a spinoff is in the works. And that we're very interested in. But this was really cool. I think we saw this at the Nerdist. The Nerdist was where I got this article. This thing, my guys at the office made for me to show. And this will freak you out, but I've always talked about Vikings. When I go on the radio to talk about it and stuff, I'll have radio guys say, hey, I really love this show, Vikings, but how are those actresses nude? When I'm watching the show, there's no nudity. How do you have nudity, a Viking at MrSkin.com? Well, what happens is they do two different versions, and it's not even like CGI or any craziness. They literally film two different versions.
They shoot it twice.
Yeah, and I'm showing you the scene from Vikings with it's just so, check this out, where she's standing in one scene fully clothed, and then in the other scene it's the exact same scene, she's fully naked. They shot two different, so like here at the History Channel in the US when it aired on the History Channel, we get that version of her in clothing, and everyone else in Europe gets that same scene, and she's completely naked. It's really weird. It's like,
I don't understand this. How come Europe is so much more chill than we are? Aren't we the land of the free? Like, I mean, I don't get it. What's going on? Why can't we see skin?
I don't know, but I forgot to say the actress name is Maude Hurst, but if you look like,
oh no, she's amazing too.
Yeah, all the actresses on the show that are doing nudity, they're all Euro actresses, but this exact same show, exact everything in Europe, they have all these great nude scenes, and they're really good. I was looking at our website just to rehash some of these 6 seasons, and it really has a lot of great nudity. But
so you have all of this at the Mr. Skin website?
Yeah, we get it all. Okay, all the stuff from Europe.
Yeah,
because we're not
going to
show the non-nude stuff. But then when you watch it, on the History Channel, it's just non-nude. And
you know what I'm finding so crazy about this is the History Channel version here in the States and the European version. It's not just like, oh, she has a bikini on in America and naked in Europe. It's like she's wearing like,
a wench dress, from the 1600s, and then in the other,
disgusting.
She's completely naked, right? Yeah,
I'm like, it's not sexy at all. It's not even like fitted or corseted. There's not one. You would never know. So like, they take the same scene that's not even sexual in nature and give it full frontal nudity. I mean, like, whoa! Thank God for your website, because I would never have known this.
Yeah, so I guess the guy, the creator, is Michael Hurst. And he's the one who says he's creating a new series, as kind of a spinoff. So we'll see. Hopefully they'll just say screw it and we're just going to have nudity in all the episodes. But this is really cool. And this was, I think this episode I'm showing you is from 2013, but it really gives you an idea of the work they put in to hide the nudity to us here in America. So
crazy.
Yeah,
crazy,
it really
crazy,
is weird. I was really disappointed about that. So anyway, Andrea, I also wanted to... Skin. Yeah, I forgot about the Wheel of Skin. We didn't do one in Vegas. It was too noisy. I couldn't hear anything. But
I know, right?
Yeah, the Wheel of Skin. This is where CP, the EP of the podcast, spins the wheel. We have over 28,000 actresses at MrSkin.com. I, of course, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Vagilwife.
Yeah, and this is a Merkin Griffin production. And he spins the wheel and pulls up an actress from our website. And I tell Andrea where you could see her naked, how far into the movies, and if she's been naked. And go ahead, CP, spin the Wheel of Skin.
And we have Helen Hunt.
Ah, well, I'm a big fan, so this will be a fun one for me to talk to you about. You know, obviously, you're well aware of Helen Hunt, right, Andrew?
You know, when I was a girl, I'm not a girl anymore. I'm a woman skin.
Okay, I got you.
I used to get told I look like Helen Hunt when I was like 11.
Interesting. Isn't that
weird?
Yeah, I don't know.
I
never saw young Andrea, so I don't know. You mean the Helen Hunt from Mad About You, like Jamie, that show? So that's probably what she's best known for. Mad About You. She was on from 1992 to 99. She played Jamie with Paul Reiser. And then the other thing I would say that people would know her really well from, remember that movie As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson, where she was like a single mom and a waitress? She actually did a little nudity in that, but if you really want to get a riser, I could tell you that she did a movie called Water Dance in 1992, and it was right before she hit it big on Mad About You. She did this movie, and she did this really great nude scene with Eric Stoltz. Unfortunately, Eric Stoltz was a paralyzed, so she was trying to have sex with him and he just couldn't do it, but she got completely naked at the 51 minute mark in Water Dance, and it was a great nude scene. And then she did that brief nude scene, it was, I think Greg Kinnear was sketching her in As Good As It Gets, and a couple other like really easy nude scenes or brief nude scenes. But then she did this movie a few years ago when she was like about 5 or 6 years ago called The Sessions, where she plays a sex therapist, and like she was 49 years old, and this guy John Hawks was in an iron lung, and he needed a sex therapist. He couldn't have sex with women, and she was his sex therapist. But what's amazing about this is the amount of graphic nudity that Helen Hunt did in the Sessions. I mean, full nudity, and maybe CP could pull it up for you.
And well, he doesn't even have to, because I already went on MrSkin.com.
Oh, okay.
And whoa, Nelly. The amount of nudity that I'm seeing from Helen Hunt in this movie is more than in most people's careers.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And I got to say, she still looked great for 49 years old. And
the fact that
I just did not see that one coming, where she would do nudity that graphic, especially at that age. And
I mean, I'm seeing Coochie Coo. I mean, she's showing it.
It's a critically acclaimed film. And
critically
acclaimed. It's a critically acclaimed film. But check it out. That was great, Andrew. Thank you. I should have said that. But anyway, it's awesome. So that's a great question, CP. She's been naked 5 or 6 times, but the two go-tos are Water Dance from 92 and, of course, The Sessions.
Later in her career,
about 20 years later, and that's really great stuff. So great question from CP, and always fun to do the Wheel of Skin. So anyway, let me talk about, real quick, we had some Skin Scouts at Sundance, and I never reported on this. I just wanted to highlight a few things for you, Andrea. There was a movie my guy saw called The Sunlit Night, and what's neat about Sundance, or when I send guys to Film Fest to check out nudity, is the fact that what's great is that we find this stuff before it hits theaters, or in some cases now television. There's even TV shows now at Sundance. But you find that I get guys that see things before the general public does, and we try to find out what celebrities are getting naked. So there were some cool ones. Nothing huge, but a lot of like cool, neat things. One is called The Sunlit Night, where Jenny Slate shows breasts and butt, and they think Bush, but I'm going to have to do a little analysis when it comes out. But you might know her. She was dating Chris Evans, Captain America. That's probably her claim to fame, but she does voices on Bob's Burgers, that show Big Mouth. She plays Missy, the cartoon. She's a voice. So she does cartoon voices, but she's really hot.
Okay.
And she did a great nude scene in a movie called My Blind Brother in 2016 that I love, where she's with some dude and it's the morning after they just hooked up, and she's trying to sneak out of the room and she's completely naked and you see her butt. And then the guy wakes up and she drops to the floor. It's a really funny scene. I should say one other thing. She's also famous because when she was on SNL, or she was on SNL and dropped an F-bomb, she's one of the few people that did that by accident. So anyway, she did that thing. She also was in House of Lies, the TV show, with a brief nude scene. But yeah, this Sunlit Night's supposed to have some really good Jenny Slate nudity. So
cool.
Yeah. So,
looking forward to it.
Yeah. And then we're big Naomi Watts fans here at Mr. Skin. Remember, she was in Mulholland. She was in Mulholland Drive, nude, the great lesbian scene. And she has a movie called Loose, where she will be making her 11th movie nude. And
ooh,
always, yeah, we're big.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're big Naomi Watts fans. Now, another thing I wanted to say that happened at Sundance, I guess they screened an upcoming Star series that we're really interested in called Now Apocalypse. It's by that Greg Araki guy who did Doom Generation and Kaboom and White Bird and a Blizzard with Shailene Woodley. And yeah, our good friend Carly Ciortino, who we know from Easy, that did the best masturbation scene last year in my Anatomy Awards. And the word on the street, like, I think one of the reviews of this, people that have seen the first few episodes, was that the review said the sex scenes went too long.
Wait, what? And now, who was reviewing this? Is what
right.
I would like to know.
Not me, but anyway,
yeah,
the bottom line is
anyone with
it's supposed to be it's a new series coming up that's supposed to be loaded with great nudity. And one of the things that people are keeping an eye on is there's one of the girls that's going to be in it is Kelly Berglund. And to you and me, we wouldn't really know who Kelly Berglund is, but she's a 22-year-old, best known for being on Disney's Lab Rats, the sitcom.
And yeah, idea.
Yeah, right. So anyway, she is going to play a cam girl in this. So there's a lot of rumors that the girl from Lab Rats is going to make her new debut on this series. So we'll keep you posted. They didn't show enough of it. You know, they don't show the whole, like, season, obviously, at a thing, but they did tease it at Sundance, so everyone's excited about that in what I do for a living. So it's called Now Apocalypse from Stars. We'll be checking with that. Another one that people, my guys did not get to see this, so I don't have I'm not 100%, but there's a movie called To the Stars. And there's rumored nudity, and I don't know if this just didn't screen or it was supposed to screen, it didn't, but this Kara Hayward is supposed to get naked. She was the kid in Moonrise Kingdom, and now she's all grown up, and looks like, it kind of to me looks like Alexandra Daddario. She's really hot, and she's supposed to have a skinny dip rumored in this, and we'll keep you posted, but that's one that I know a lot of people at our website keep bugging us about. We just haven't had confirmation, but that's called To the Stars, and the actress name is Kara Hayward, that we're tracking. And a couple other quick ones. The Lodge, Riley Kehoe, who we're big fans of, Elvis's granddaughter, is topless in that. And then if you're a fan of that Netflix show Mindhunter, you'd know who Hannah Gross is. She's like the female lead in Mindhunter. She's supposed to get very naked in a movie called The Mountain, which aired at Sundance. So yeah, it's cool. I always, these film fests are great because it's a way to get a jump on who's going to get naked and kind of give us an idea of what to look forward to. And none of these movies are available commercially yet. You can't get them on VOD or in theaters or obviously on DVD, but as soon as you can, we will have that at Mr. Skin, and we'll be very excited to talk about it.
Yeah, I love when we do these Sundance things. Sometimes we never hear or see these movies again. And then other times when they do, you know, hit the major theaters or even streaming, it's like, oh yeah, we saw that. We talked about that. We told you.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it was another good week. We have a lot to catch up on. And next week, there'll be more episodes of all these shows that I love, like Crashing, Shameless, High Maintenance, Smilf, and plenty more. So we'll have a lot of nudity to talk about next week.
Absolutely. I'm looking so forward to it. And fingers crossed that Emmy Rossum will get naked one more time before she's off Shameless.
Boy,
fingers
go
crossed.
9 for 9. We'd be really happy. So anyway, okay, Andrea. Well, thanks, and we will talk next week.
Definitely. Have a good one.
You got to go. Bye.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.